opinion. Well, they're always planting seeds of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against you, against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is The Call of God, Part 1. My text is Romans 8:28, which states, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." The verse starts off by saying, "And we know." The "we" represent the Christians. The Christians know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His eternal purpose. God weaves everything together for good for His children. The good in this context does not refer to earthly comfort, but conformity to Christ, closely fellowship with God, bearing good fruit for the kingdom, and final glorification. Glorious assurance. And this, it seems, was a household word, a known thing among believers. The worship of all things, the working of all things for good, is done naturally to them that love God, because such souls, persuaded that He who gave His own Son for them cannot but mean them well in all His procedure, learn thus to take in good part whatever He sends them, however trying to flesh and blood, and to them who are the called, according to His purpose, all things do in the same intellectual way, work together for good. For even when He hath His way in the whirlwind, they see His chariot paved with love, and knowing that it is in pursuance of an eternal purpose of love that they have been called into the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ, that naturally say within themselves, it cannot be that He of whom and through whom and to whom all are all things should suffer that purpose to be defeated by anything really adverse to us, on that He should not make all things dark as well as light, crooked as well as straight, to cooperate to the furtherance and final completion of His high design. Verse 29 and 30 state, "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified." God's foreknowledge of His own people means His peculiar, gracious satisfaction in them, while His predestinating or foreordaining them signifies His fixed purpose, flowing from this, to save them and call them with an holy calling, to be conformed to the image of His Son, that is, to be His sons after the pattern, model, or image of His sonship in our nature, that how he might be the firstborn among many brethren. The firstborn, the son by nature, his many brethren, sons by adoption. He, in the humanity of the only begotten of the Father, bearing our sins on the accursed tree. They, in that of mere men, ready to perish by reason of sin, but redeemed by his blood from condemnation and wrath, and transformed into his likeness. He, the firstborn from the dead, they that sleep in Jesus, to be in due time brought with him. The firstborn, now crowned with glory and honor. His many brethren, when he shall appear, to be like him, for they shall see him as he is. Now in predestinating us to be conformed to the image of his Son, in final glory, he settled all the rest of the steps of it. Thus whom he did predestinate, them he also called. The word called is never in the epistles of the New Testament applied to those who have only the outward invitation of the gospel. It always means internally, effectually, savingly called. It denotes the first great step in personal salvation and answers to conversion. Only the word conversion expresses the change of character which then takes place, whereas this calling expresses the divine owner of the change and the sovereign power by which we are called. Just like Matthew and Zacchaeus, out of an old, wretched, perishing condition into a new, safe, blessed life. And whom he called, thus then he also justified, brought into the definite state of reconciliation. And whom he justified, them he also glorified, brought to the final glory, received resurrection bodies on the last day. Those who believe in Christ can be assured that all things work together for good, because God has always been doing good for them, starting from creation, the distant past, continuing in their conversion, the recent past, and then to the day of Christ's return, the future. Verses 31 and 32 states, what then do we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The opposition of unbelievers and Satan will never succeed, since God is for us. If God be resolved and engaged to bring us through, all our enemies must be his. And who will set the briars and thorns against him in battle? He will go through them. He will burn them together. What strong consolation is here? No, but the great pledge of all has already been given. For he surely, not sparing his own Son, but surrendering him, God exercised in his paternal character a mysterious act of self-sacrifice, which far transcended any such acts of ours, as his nature is above the creature's. Understand Christ's sonship thus, and the language of Scripture regarding it is intellectual and harmonious. Delivered him up, not to death merely, for that is too narrow an idea here, but surrendered him in the most comprehensive sense. For John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son for us all, that is, for all believers alike. How shall he not? However, how can we conceive that he should not freely give us all things? All other gifts being not only immeasurably less than this gift of gifts, but virtually included in it. H5N1 bird flu virus is infectious in raw milk cheese for months, posing risk to public health, a study shows, by Brenda Goodman, CNN, updated Friday, March 14, 2025. The process of aging cheeses made with raw milk may not inactivate the bird flu virus, a study has found. Raw cheese made with milk from dairy cattle infected with bird flu can harbor infectious virus for months and may be a risk to public health, according to a new study from researchers at Cornell University that was funded by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Raw milk cheeses are those made with milk that hasn't been heat treated or pasteurized to kill germs. Although federal law prohibits the sale of raw milk across state lines, sales of raw milk cheese are legal nationwide as long as it's aged at least 60 days before landing on store shelves. This requirement, which has been in place since 1949, is thought to cut the risk of contamination since it allows development of natural acids and enzymes which were believed to kill off pathogens. The new study shows that this aging process may not inactivate the H5N1 virus. However, and it underscores the risk of consuming raw or undercooked foods during the bird flu outbreak, which continues to infect dairy cattle, poultry, and a growing number of other animal species. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is grace. The word grace means more than just God's kindness toward us, or even his mercy. It means his undeserved favor. It means God owes nothing to us, and we deserve nothing from him. Ephesians 2:5 says it like this, that by grace you have been saved, which means our salvation was totally unmerited. It came solely because of God's grace. The motive of grace is the compassionate, infinite love of a merciful God. But the work of grace was Christ's death on the cross. When I imagine Christ hanging from the cross, the spikes in his hands, the crown of thorns on his brow, his blood draining from his body, the soldiers mocking him, then I begin to see the depth of God's grace. Then I realize that nothing can equal the infinite love of God for a sinful world. But God's grace is also shown when we humbly bow before Christ in repentance and faith. For then we find forgiveness. Thank God for his grace, for without it we would have no hope. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to pray, put God first, trust and obey his word, and take purposeful action for his glory. Be safe and stay encouraged, my friends. And remember, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Prayer and Share is coming up soon, and I'm excited to be taking your calls and speaking with you again. Did you know you are an integral part of our support? Beginning March 31st and continuing through April 11th, you will be able to stand with us in